Well, joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Bill Cahane. He chairs the Plymouth Community Preservation Committee. And Bill, good morning. And we're going to talk about a new preserve that's going to be dedicated. But you're going to have to pronounce the name because I can't pronounce it.
Good morning, Christine. Yes, the name is taken from an area of Plymouth, the Great Herring Pond area, which has been associated with the native people, the Wampanoag people here in southeastern Massachusetts and known as Kamasakom Kanak. It was the name that has appeared on different maps over the centuries identifying this area. The Community Preservation Committee thought it would be fitting that as this newest piece of conservation land goes under protection by the town of Plymouth, that we recognize the native people of this area. There is a tribe of Great Herring Pond that is active, and we've been working with their council, and we're looking forward to Saturday's ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. At Great Herring Pond off of 107 Roxy Cajun Road.
And it's a very important parcel, too, for the acquisitions that your group has put together.
Yes. In this area, we've been working with the Herring Ponds Watershed Associations. We've been working with the Herring Pond Tribe, the Office of Marine Environmental Affairs. This is a very critical area. The Great Herring Pond Watershed is an area of critical environmental concern to the town and to many federal and state agencies and the local residents, keeping Great Herring Pond water quality clean and keeping the forest intact in this location. There are great tracts of land. It's kind of interesting, the reason why we have active Herring Pond native tribe in this area is that a few centuries ago, they were large tracts of Indian land that were designated for the tribe in this area. And those large tracts of land, even though some of them, and most of it is not under the control of the tribe, they're still intact. So there's an opportunity in southern Plymouth, down by the canal, down by Bourne and Wayham, to make some significant land preservation efforts. This is a component of it. And we think that it was a combination of a number of people coming together to make it a reality. We did go to town meeting, and we did ask town meeting for $850,000, but we were able to go after a grant from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and where we were awarded that grant at $400,000, bringing the cost down to $450,000. Locally, through the Herring Ponds Watershed Association and others, we were able to raise nearly $48,000 privately, bringing the total cost to the taxpayer down to around $400,000 for this 57-acre parcel of land. So we were able to raise significant money, go after grants, and keep the cost more than half we got it down to. So we're very thankful to the family that owned the land since 1917, the Condon family. They were committed to preserving the land. So it worked out. It was a nice effort where everyone came together. And now we have Plymouth's newest preserve with the name Kamasakom Kanak.
Thank you very much for pronouncing that again. Now, Bill, if people want to go, because this sounds like quite a beautiful and important parcel, if people want to go to that dedication tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., do they just show up? How is that handled?
Yes, so we're at 107 Roxy Cajun Road. There'll be a dedication. We'll be starting at around 11 o'clock. And after that, people can take walks on the trails. The trails are spectacular. They move you through the woods and into these different areas. They're quite old trails. They've been around for generations. So it's a pleasant walk, and you can park right there on Roxy Cajun Road and join us for the dedication in a walk of the woods.
That's terrific. And if people want to find out more information about the Community Preservation Committee in the town of Plymouth and other parcels as well, is there a good website they can go to?
Yes, you would like to go to the Town of Plymouth website, go to the Office of Marine Environmental Affairs and the Community Preservation Act for the Town of Plymouth, and you will find detailed maps and trails and an inventory of conservation land in the Town of Plymouth.
That is terrific. And again, thank you for joining us. That is the CPC Chair, Bill Cahane of Plymouth, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.